Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Steel Wars is returning to the Scum and Villainy Cantina on Saturday afternoon, March 10th, for a special podcast panel commemorating the finale of Star Wars Rebels, the weekend of its conclusion. Join a special expert panel to break down the pros, the cons, the ins and outs of the Ghost Crew and their adventures, and react to what will be a controversial finale. And Australia, Steel Wars returns to the Melbourne International Comedy Festival for 3 shows over the Easter long weekend. Friday the 30th of March, Saturday the 31st of March, and Monday the 2nd of April, 2 p.m. Tickets for all these shows are available at steelwars.com.
Hey guys, and welcome to the Steel Wars call-in show. I am comedian Steel Saunders, and I do love Star Wars. And this weekend, Sunday, Monday, we got our first 2 glimpses of Han Solo. Solo, a Star Wars story. Interestingly enough, I'm into this hashtag business, you know, hashtag content. I enjoy following the hashtags of the world. And I noticed that at Star Wars, the official Star Wars Twitter account, their hashtag is Han Solo, not Solo, which is quite strange when you think they could have just, if that's a better hashtag, why don't you just call the movie Han Solo? Or is there different rules for hashtags and movie titles? Maybe there are. But we will be taking your calls on the Solo trailer. I am hoping that Araj is on the line right now. Can you hear me, Araj?
Hello, Steel, can you hear me?
I can hear you, but you have to be able to hear me. All right. I would tell him to call back in again. His phone. Sorry, you guys. I just posted a couple of videos today. I had, for Patreons, there's an extended video of the Han Solo reaction video. And then just on the normal YouTube, we have got my reaction video and my immediate reactions after seeing it for the first time. Sadly by myself this time. But that's what you can't get many people to come around to your house Monday morning to watch a Star Wars trailer. That is what I have discovered the hard way. But I thought it hit the mark. It just said to me, hey, we're going to have a fun adventure with these guys. And while I wait for Araj to call in, I might take a couple calls and see what the crew think. We've got Aaron. How you doing, man?
Not too bad. How you doing, Steel?
I'm real good. It's Aaron from the OKC. How did you find the 2 bits of content for us to devour this weekend?
I enjoyed them. I feel like I kind of feel like what you said a second ago, that it just needs to be like fun. Like, I feel like that needs to be the Han Solo movie. I've heard other people say it, and I feel like that's kind of the biggest thing is, the movie needs to kind of just be fun. I mean, we already know these characters. I imagine we'll get some kind of a backstory. But for the most part, I mean, most people know who Han Solo is. Most people know who Lando is. Chewbacca is kind of universal. I think it looks and I'm the hardest thing for me to get over, and it's going to be the biggest hurdle for the movie in general, is Han Solo is Harrison Ford. Harrison Ford is Han Solo, separating the two. I will say Alden looks pretty good, sounds pretty good. Other than like that last little line that we're fine, we're all fine at the end, which, you know, is a whole thing. But summary of that line.
What's the whole thing? What's the whole thing?
Oh, I just meant, I mean, we're fine, we're all fine here. How are you? It's kind of a reference back to A New Hope, that whole thing.
Pretty subtle. It wasn't...
Sure. No. I didn't have a problem with that. I think it was more the delivery. The delivery didn't, for some reason, earlier in the trailer, like when he says, like, I'm gonna be a pilot, best in the galaxy, I'm like, yeah, Han Solo. But something about the delivery of that line, I think, that sticks with me. But the delivery of that last line, for whatever reason, doesn't work for me. But honestly, like, as a whole, I'm excited, and I don't think – I mean, I know everyone is going to call in tonight about one thing, and I'm gonna go ahead and just – I want to be the first person to say, yeah, I'm in love with Lando too. He looks beautiful. I'm excited. I'm excited to see what Lando's got. I think Donald Glover looks amazing.
Some Lando love. Now, Aaron, we've been I put up this Twitter poll. I love doing these Twitter polls, you guys. And so far we've got 522 votes on this one. It's been up for, I don't know, a couple of hours. So I'm going to take a gauge of the callership. So after the Solo teaser and posters, my hype level for the Han Solo movie is, which one, Aaron? Ridiculously higher, the same, or lower?
I would say ridiculously higher.
Ooh.
Going in, Han Solo's always been my guy. Luke Skywalker's your guy. Han Solo's always been my guy. And the biggest thing is, no one else can be Han Solo. So that's the hardest hump that I've had to get over, which I think is going to be hard for a lot of people. But so I was kind of like, on the movie. And after I got The Last Jedi out of the way, after that was kind of like, after I've had a chance to breathe, I'm like,
whoops.
Yeah. Pardon my French. There's a Han Solo movie. Come on, the kid that I wanted to be when I grew up. There's a movie about that guy coming out. Yeah, he's had three movies, whatever, four movies, one that made me cry a lot. But but it's that guy. So I was kind of iffy on it, and then I started coming around after The Last Jedi, and now after seeing the trailer, I'm just like, yes, give me this movie. I'm excited. I think they can do it.
All righty. Well, first up, I just have to remind everyone to watch the language when they call in. We're going for some clean content, but Aaron's very excited. But
I am very excited.
Yeah, leave that there. I'm sure Eric will. Actually, I'm editing this one. Damn you, Aaron! I'm really annoyed now.
I'm so sorry. Hold on, here, I'll do it. Hold on, I'll give you a clean excuse.
No retakes. All right. You wait there, Aaron, because I believe we have got our co-host for tonight, Araj from the Sith List, on the line. Are you there, Araj?
All right.
I am here. Can you guys hear me?
We can hear you. Isn't that exciting?
That's amazing. What's up, guys? How are you?
What's happening, Araj?
I'm doing this poll, Raj, with everyone, and I will adapt this poll to this podcast, and now I'm ridiculously higher, more enthused about this podcast that you've managed to call through. We were having some serious technical issues, and I have literally never been happier to hear you. That is from the bottom of my selfish heart. Where are you on this Solo teaser, Araj? Are you ridiculously higher, the same, or lower?
Oh, ridiculously higher, for sure. Ridiculously higher. If I had a word to describe it, I would say enthusiastic is is how I see it. I'm very, very pleased with the trailer, the teasers, and I'm very happy that the internet hasn't gone crazy. As far as I know, I've been at work all day, but hasn't gone crazy and hasn't started bagging on Alden just yet. So I'm very happy about it.
Yeah, to be honest with you, Raj, because most of the time I do lie to you. So for this time, I'm going to be honest. After the Super Bowl teaser, I was a little bit concerned just that they hid him the entire time. Do you know what I mean? They didn't give you a gauge. And I was like, yeah, I'm just going to hang on to that feeling and see, you know, this is a two-part play we're seeing here with these two. So I'll wait to see, you know, what today's one brought. And I was pretty impressed. I'm feeling it. I'm buying him.
Yeah. Yeah, so was I. I was a little worried right when initially you saw him in the beginning. I think that's him in disguise talking to the Imperial officer. He looked really small and tiny. And I was like, wait a minute. This is complete opposite of what Han's supposed to be. And it kind of hit him throughout the first Super Bowl trailer, like you said. And then at the very end, he just lifts his eyes. And I'm like, okay, well, they're trying to hide him for some odd reason. But today's was just – it was great. I love seeing him.
Yeah, I really bought it. Aaron, you're not so high on it all. You're a bit more suspicious. Is that right?
Honestly, it's just that last line that bugs me. Something about it. I don't know what it is. Something about it. But for the most part, I'm sold. I mean, I'm going to see it at least three times. Like, I'm not the people that they're marketing to. I bought three tickets about a year and a half ago when I heard it or whatever. So I'm not the target there. I hope that the trailer kind of, like I said earlier, kind of portrays a fun aspect to it. And I hope that we get in there and it's just a lot of, I feel like an early Han movie should be fun. I feel like there should be a lot of action, the comedy gold between Han and Chewie when they first meet and their early relationships and getting to know each other. That's got to be fantastic. Same with Lando.
Hey, I've just had a quick glance at the live chat. We have a live chat going on Blog Talk Radio if you're listening to the show live. And Charlie Ashby, my buddy from the UK, has just unveiled the news, which is news to me, that those paintings or those posters were hand-painted. Those four.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I actually, Luke Cruiser from the Bad Motivators pointed out to me those were painted. And because when I looked at them, I thought, wow, those are interesting Star Wars posters. And then when you zoom in on them, you can totally tell they're painted. And I think that is a fantastic move on Disney's part.
They're beautiful.
I'm a Drew Struzan fan. I'm not a fan of the Photoshopped heads, floating heads and stuff like that. I love that they're actually drawings. I think they're beautiful.
On that, with, you know, how nice the posters are, my least favorite, and I'll be interested to know if it's weird, like Aaron didn't like that last line. I thought it was great. I'm interested to know if this at all was, but my least favorite part of the teaser was the moving Solo letters. I just thought it was just show the font. Keep it classy, you guys. I've seen 3D graphics before. I'm done with it.
Am I watching
this trailer on Netscape? No.
I feel like, though, they're trying to make up for the Rogue One title. I feel like we got to do something because that Rogue One title was just bleh. So I feel like they're trying to make up for it now.
Yeah, I didn't know they made up for it the right way. Just show me the logo. Stop spinning. It just looks like a YouTube video, like someone that's made their YouTube channel and they're like, I'm going to get some sick graphics going. And it looks, you know, admittedly quite professional for a YouTube channel, but, you know, for a potentially $1 billion movie, It's like, show me the logo, bro. Come on. Keep it classy.
Right.
That's just me. That's my little...
It didn't feel like Star Wars.
No. No. And I do get stuck in that OCD thing of like, they've never done it before, so they should never do it again. So,
right.
Yeah. But what was your favorite shot, Aaron?
Oh, man, I think my favorite shot was just that cheesy grin Lando shot of him. What I want to say is that it's him sitting at a Sabacc table. Maybe it's him on the Falcon something, but that shot where he's got his hand up and he's just got a smile on his face, like, I was just like, that's Lando, man. That was my favorite shot.
Typical Lando.
I tell you what my one was. And this was a shot I'd envisaged because of like the potential sort of Western theme of the movie, mm-hmm. was the reaching down opposite a villain in like a showdown, reaching for his blaster.
Right.
Like cowboy style. Yeah.
Very Sergio Leone.
Very
dope.
Cool. Very
dope shot. Dope shot. What about you, Raj?
There's a couple. My favorite shot is the Falcon just doing that little spin and knocking that TIE fighter with its pretty much its back end and doing a 360. I love that. And I love the traditional Lando flip of the two fingers with his droid. Harkens back to the Return of the Jedi, a little flip that he does with his hand.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that was very cool. Very cool. I'll tell you what my least favorite shot was, and I'm probably going to get some grief for this. I thought that the motor, like the racing parts, felt very Rebels to me, especially the stormtrooper flying around. It looked a little weird. I liked how it looked, but when the crash actually happened, the stormtrooper kind of flipping up and down, it instantly reminded me of Rebels, which is not a horrible thing. I just it just exactly went to there. My head went to there.
That is a very loaded observation, because for some people it's like, it's a diss.
I know.
The other people are like going, yeah, just like Rebels.
That's exactly.
Sal was excited.
Yeah, Sal probably saw that and went, hell yeah. Yeah, right.
Sal sees everything and says, hell yeah. It's always sunny. It's always sunny in Saladelphia. That's what
it is.
His sitcom will be called. Aaron, I'll put you back on hold. Thanks so much for calling in, man.
Thank you, guys. It was good talking to both of you. Have a good night, guys.
Yeah, nice talking to you, Aaron. You too.
Let's go to – I think we've got someone calling in from Australia, so we'll get them off hold.
Great.
It's – I think their number would be 04397. If that is you, who are you and where are you calling from?
Hello?
Yes, that would be you.
Steel and Raj?
Yeah, that's us.
Hey, it's King Tom. I am not in Australia.
Oh.
King Tom.
Sorry, dude. I see what I've done now. No, King Tom, I'm always right in my Star Wars reporting. You are currently in Australia. You just don't know it. There's no answer to this. Just accept it.
Okay.
You even got an Australian accent right now.
Yeah, good day, mate. Now Steel's going to block me forever.
Oh, my God.
Okay, too brief. That was awful, King Tom.
Hey, blame Raj. He encouraged it. Raj encouraged it.
King Tom, where are you in my poll? Higher.
Higher. I was high already, and I am even higher now, and I wanted to announce... this spring, I'm going to be investing in a line of men's fur coats. If you guys want to get in on the ground floor in this exciting opportunity, I think, you know, we're going to revive the thing from Jerry Seinfeld, was it 20 years ago now?
Right.
You know, Alden and Donald are bringing the look back.
Hell yes.
Yeah.
Hell yes. I have to, I will mark myself down just for the record, I am higher. I came out of that higher. And So what was your favorite shot, my man?
Raj kind of said it, but the little Lando and the droid giving the salute and then the jump into hyperspace right after that. I kind of feel bad for Alden Ehrenreich. But, you know, it's because people have been positive about him for the most part. But everyone has been all about Donald Glover and Lando. And I'm totally on board that train. You know, that little weird train they had in the first trailer, which, by the way, I liked that the second trailer just wasn't all of the material from the first trailer plus some new stuff.
I hear that.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
I liked how they were two separate things. But I am fully on board with Donald Glover as Lando, and I'm very interested. Like, I wish we could have heard him speak. You know, his smile and his glances are more than enough, but at the same time, I want to see him speak.
Yeah, that would have been great. You know, he was going to come out of this thing golden either way, and for him to come out and social media go crazy about him during these trailers, that is, it's just even crazier how much he nailed it, you know?
Right, right. And it's just the look. It's, you know, he hasn't said anything. It's just the look, the little salute, the smile, the wearing the fur coat, and then the other shot with the cape and the weird tied kerchief scarf.
Yeah, and I think Aaron's right. I think they're sitting down there gambling. They're doing their thing. Who knows? Maybe that's where Han wins the Falcon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe.
Interestingly enough, Lando's in the Falcon while Han's piloting it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, you know, I always sort of thought, you know, this is just in my head, the head canon, as they say in the fandom, that as soon as Han sort of won the Falcon, that was kind of, they didn't hang out after that. Is that sort of...
Yeah.
Did you guys have that in your head that it was like that was sort of the final, like, nah, and that was like they didn't, that was sort of it for them. Was that in your head, or did you think that they were mates after that?
That's what I thought, especially because Lando's line in Cloud City, you got a lot of guts coming here after what you, especially after what you pulled.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And maybe something happens, and who knows if we'll see it in this movie. Like I said before, I have a feeling if the movie does well, which it's going to do well, either we're going to get another sequel out of this, or we're going to get a Lando spinoff because Donald Glover is going to be received so well, and maybe we'll find out exactly what happened, you know, in the upcoming movies.
Yeah, I'm interested to know. It seems like there's three time periods in the film.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm interested to know how many of those time periods Lando is in. I would say definitely not the first time period. Definitely the second. And, I don't know about the third. Also, this is something I haven't heard anyone talk about. What is the narrative structure of the film? Is it...
Exactly.
Is it chronological? Is it flashing back and forward? Like, what is that editorial choice? We've had no hint of that.
No, we haven't.
That should be because Han seems to understand Chewie really quickly. If this is happening all at once, if he finds Chewbacca, gets whatever the life debt is, whatever they're going to go with, and then all of a sudden he understands Chewbacca's dialogue when he's talking to Woody Harrelson's character. Which is Beckett. Yeah, that's true. That's a good point, Steele. Who knows if they're going to go flashbacks or what?
I tell you another thing that I've always wanted to hear in a Star Wars film as a line, which we got today, and that was, "I'm getting a crew together."
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
putting together
the good old Ocean's 11.
Oh, I think that's. I love Ocean's 11. Ocean's 12 was just such a betrayal with that Julia Roberts playing Julia Roberts business. But 13, bounce back. But yeah, I've always wanted, and I think, I'm not sure, again, another thing that maybe I assumed that other people didn't, but I always thought Rogue One was going to be that Ocean's 11, you know, sort of, plot with all intricate, you know, parts of the plan where, in the actual film, their plan was quite ham-fisted and just, let's just see what happens.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, exactly.
Do you think it could have been somebody misinterpreting, you know, way back when? Because I remember hearing those spoilers too, but what was it, like 3 years ago, somebody misinterpreting the upcoming stories and getting Rogue One and Han Solo confused.
Yeah, that's very possible. That's exactly right.
Well, Charlie is in the chat room and he says that the thing I love about it, the Ocean's 11, seems to be one of the complaints about this film. So that's interesting. The thing I actually wanted is... you know, that's taste for you. I have... of course, these painted posters have inspired the parody ones. This is the best one I've seen that just came on my feed, and that is for Star Wars, A Star Wars Story Solo, Lumpy from the Holiday Special has got his own hand-painted poster.
Nice.
So I will give that a retweet now on my Twitter feed if people want to check that out live. But that is classy. That is a classy bit of photoshopping there.
I'll be waiting for the Lobot one.
Yes, of course, the Lobot. Anything else? What was your least favorite part of it, Tom?
My least favorite part, I wasn't as on board with the music. I realize it's a temporary trailer music, but this was more last night. I just felt like I kind of wanted to hear more of the Han Solo theme and not so much the Star Wars theme, but I understood why they had to use the Star Wars theme.
Yeah, I've heard that a lot so far.
And I would have liked more exteriors of the Millennium Falcon.
Yes, the Falcon, the changes in it really didn't get that, you know, that clear shot for the mainstream to sort of gasp at. It was all quite crowded in the space octopus scene. One of the most shocking scenes in the history of Star Wars, that there are giant space calamari out there waiting to get giant space deep fried so I can have a giant space tasty deep fried battered treat. I am
20,000
miles above
the sea.
Sounds yummy.
Mm. Well, thanks so much for calling. Oh, sorry, Raj, what were you going to say,
man? Oh, no, I was going to say that was this pretty surprising thing, the octopus. Plus, I love the fact that the Falcon is pretty much going to be a character in the film. And it's genius, because if we're starting to feel lost in these new actors' portrayals of our beloved characters, seeing the Falcon on screen brings us back. You know what I mean? Brings us back in and gets us back
point.
To normality for a while. So, love seeing the Falcon. I wish there was more of it, but I think they know what they're doing with that. Kind of going to save as many Falcon shots as possible.
Thanks so much for calling in, King Tom. It is
thanks for having me.
A pleasure to talk Star Wars with you, my man.
I'll get back to Australia now. I'm going to check out that big rock in the middle.
Bonza, mate.
Thank you, Tom.
Put another smoke theory on the Barbie, my friend. I should also point out, while you're on YouTube, checking out my solo teaser reaction and my immediate comments, part four of The Last Jedi 1 month later at the Scum and Villainy Cantina in video form is up. So if you want to see all the facials, You were there, Raj. You got to see them all live. But for other people...
I saw them. Yeah. I saw them in 3D. It was fantastic.
Could smell them.
I saw Jason Ward's glasses floating in my face.
Oh, my God. Jason Ward and those sunglasses. What is happening? I have now... They're so bad that I don't... They're like... The sand line in Attack of the Clones. It's so bad that I don't want it to go away. let's go over to the East Coast and talk solo teaser with Patreon supporter Katie McCourt. How you doing, Katie?
Hey, how are you?
Hi, Katie.
I love these Monday calls because I can do them. It's great.
Yeah, I was thinking about that, whether, you know, people can get at me in the Facebook group or on Twitter or wherever they want to, or in the chat room, and let me know if Monday's a bit easier to remember and to get to, because I think it would be less strain on my week if I did it on a Monday, because, you know, sometimes you go in places on Friday nights, you guys. You know, Hollywood's an exciting town with many entertainment opportunities. Katie, in my Twitter poll, ridiculously higher, the same or lower? Where are you with your solo hype after this teaser?
I'm lower.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was higher after the TV spot, and then I saw the full trailer, and I was just like, well... And I'm not,
wow.
I don't want to dismiss it because I haven't seen it, you know, and I just, all right, here's my problem. I wish it came out in December because I feel like everything I'm going to get from this movie, I'm going to get like 10 times more in Infinity War like 3 weeks earlier. And I know that's like a really specific thing and that's just me and, you know, whatever, I just have to deal with it. But, I mean, it's like... The bar is really low because it just has to beat Rogue One, and Lando already makes it beat Rogue One. but yeah, like Rogue One was everything I don't come to Star Wars movies for. Like it was pretty and the score was great and I love Krennic, but other than that, I didn't really care about anybody and the lack of character development killed me, and I totally get why people like it. But my issue looking at this is like, Han's big arc, and I love his arc, comes in like A New Hope and into Empire Strikes Back, and I just don't know what they're going to do with him, if they can do anything with him, and maybe they'll do something cool with Lando's arc, or maybe they'll do something cool with Tessa, or I'm sorry, Tessa Thompson, who I wanted to be Emilia Clarke, and I still say it in my head because I'm still bitter about it. Anyway, yeah, either with Emilia Clarke's character or with Thandie Newton's character. So, again, I don't want to, like, judge on the teaser trailer, right? But I don't know. I don't know. Like, it's going to be fun, and that's great. But that's really all I can say for it, except, and I may be way, way, way off base, but I know it's not a car, but whatever the thing he's driving, I don't know if that's supposed to be, like, an American Graffiti throwback, but...
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
That's what came into my head, but so if that was in any way supposed to be like a point out, then that's cool. But
that's exactly what came in my head when I saw it. That's exactly
cool,
what I thought. Yeah,
I mean, it's such. I had to rewatch it. I haven't seen it in forever, but I don't want to judge it off of a teaser, but right now it's lower.
What was your favorite bit? What did you think of those titles? They were pretty sweet, the way they swirled around.
I'm here for the titles. Again, everything looks amazing. I have no complaints on that front. And I agree with the shot of Lando because I'm like all here for Lando. That's all I care about. Unless I'm pleasantly surprised by, you know, Emilia Clarke or something or Thandie, but... I guess it was Lando. It needed way more Lando. Maybe that, you know, honestly, as soon as he says a line, I'll probably be like totally on board. But since I don't have that yet, I'm just kind of like, okay, cool.
Oh,
how do you think Alden did?
I okay. But again, like, I just, it's going to be better than Rogue One, and that's really all I care about.
Well, I think the studio is hoping that it makes more money than Rogue One. If it does that, then they're going to be ecstatic about it. That's for sure.
I think it's absolutely going to make money. Like, oh, my God, all those people are like, it's going to bomb. It's like it's like saying a Marvel movie is going to bomb. Like, if Ant-Man didn't bomb, Solo is not going to bomb. Plus, it's Ron Howard. It's not going to be a terrible film. I think that's a ridiculous argument. Because, like, bomb is such a harsh word. I think a lot of people don't – because a lot of people will look at Star Wars statistics as benchmarks. As, like, how well the movie did. I know that's what everybody did with Last Jedi, and it's like, yeah, but those are, like, ridiculously over industry averages. So they're not – obviously, you can use them as benchmarks, but, like, at the end of the day, these films are making way over industry average, which is the real benchmark. So I don't –
And if it makes like, $750 million, there'll be people out there that'll say it bombed, it tanked, it was awful, it didn't make any money. You know what I mean?
Oh, I know. And it's like, God. Yeah.
There's definitely with the interpretation of The Last Jedi figures, there's been some very misguided use of the stats. When I posted this thing about a week ago, and it's all the drop in sales between the original film in the trilogy and the middle film. So Star Wars Empire, Phantom Menace, Attack of the Clones, and The Force Awakens, and The Last Jedi, and they're all in the 30-34% drop. So there's a pattern. Do you know what I mean? Like, regardless of what the the different inflation and all that sort of stuff, it's they all suffer that about a 32% on average drop. So to say that the 30% difference is because of the quality of the film. Like, you still might be able to, and you can say that you didn't like the film and this is what's wrong with it, but citing the box office, it's just, you're like misrepresenting what those numbers mean.
Exactly.
Yeah, and not only that, like, Jason Ward pointed this out, but, he said something about how we saw, like, Force Awakens, like, a ton of times, but he probably won't see The Last Jedi as many times, because it's not fun. It's my favorite, and I saw it way more times than I've seen the other ones. But I didn't see it because it was fun. I saw it because it's just they touched on a lot of themes that I like to dig into. But I absolutely see where people who even love the movie will only see it like 4 or 5 times, or maybe they saw Force Awakens 7 or 8 times because it's just an easier movie to sit through. It's better paced. I mean, that plays into this stuff too. I wouldn't be surprised if Solo just made more money. Maybe if people liked Rogue One more, but like this is just more fun. It's easier to say like, oh, I'm bored. Let's go.
And there was a 30-year wait for Force Awakens, where you had grandmothers going, you had people that normally don't even go to theaters go with their kids and go with their their siblings, because it was like a phenomenon. And the last didn't have that aspect to it,
the wait, the post Return of the Jedi storyline, and the original trio coming back, it was a perfect storm. Hey,
exactly.
I'm going to bring on Emily Lind in New York. How are you doing, Emily?
I'm good.
Hey,
hi, Emily.
I just have to run downstairs. So, Araj, you get Emily's survey and highs and lows of the teaser, and I'll be back in 2 seconds.
You got it.
All right.
How are you doing, Emily?
I'm good. Okay, but first of all, Araj, you owe me a terrible joke.
A terrible, like a dad joke.
Yeah, you owe me a dad joke. You promised.
I did. If people don't know out there, I am the king of really bad dad jokes. So I will, I'll give you a dad joke. Okay, so Luke, I'll do a Star Wars themed dad joke since I'm on Steel Wars here, the Colin Show. So Luke Skywalker, I was watching Empire Strikes Back, and my wife, Lorena, was like, hey, why is Han cutting the tauntaun to put Luke in there? This is such a bad joke. I'm so sorry. You caught me off guard. I had a great one, Emily. Now you caught me off guard. And then I said, well, it's to keep him lukewarm.
Wow.
Is that,
that
really
was,
bad?
Okay, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I apologize. I apologize to everybody listening. Emily, you caught me off guard. I didn't think you were coming on so quickly. I had a good one, and now I totally lost. But I apologize.
Okay, well, you can say, we can say that one for another day.
Yeah. So, what'd you think about this thing? Did it, was it expectations better, higher, lower? What did it do on your scale?
I would say after the Super Bowl teaser, my expectations were way higher. And then they came down a little after the TV spot on
Morning
America.
Just like Katie. Okay.
Well, why is that? Well, that Super Bowl trailer is totally my aesthetic. Like, it has that sort of Blade Runner cyberpunk sort of look to it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just, like, that's what I gravitate towards in sci-fi. And in the TV trailer, like, the one that, like, the actual, like, longer one is a little bit more, like, a little bit more goofy.
Okay.
Which, it's not necessarily a bad thing, because it should be, like, a fun, adventure-y movie. But
right,
there are just not a difference between those two spots.
The gotcha. First one... For a film that was meant to be, you know, the most lighthearted Star Wars film, it was such a brooding introduction. It was so Blade Runner-y and like that, yeah, sci-fi noir sort of looking thing. It was, the second one was totally, well, that was the second one was what I expected the sort of tone to come out in. I thought the Super Bowl one was quite strange. For you know, when you compare the two,
you'd think it'd be opposite. Actually, they would have showed that one first, what we saw today.
Yeah, kind of, because
yeah,
people like happy stuff. Hey, Emily, I missed it, but what was your Twitter poll rating?
It's higher than my excitement was, but my excitement coming before the trailer was at zero.
No, we're not judging total excitement. I'm just here to gauge what the trailer did, which its job is to raise it, no matter how high you started or how low you started. So, kudos to the trailer for getting Emily out of that zero
trailers,
status.
With the two trailers combined, it's higher.
Good. Nice.
Okay. All right. Katie, thanks so much for calling in, buddy.
Thank you.
Hi, Katie.
And Emily, where can the good people of the internet hear you break down the Solo teaser with a casino employee from San Diego?
That is the Canto Fight Dispatch, and we're actually recording tomorrow night. And you can find us on, you know, iTunes and SoundCloud and all those good places.
Any bad places?
Well, probably all of those are also bad places.
Okay. All right.
I could tell you a bad place.
I mean,
they were on Twitter.
Twitter's a pretty bad place.
They were on the Sith list this last episode, that's for sure.
we were just on the Sith list.
Double plug.
That's what I thought you were going to say, Emily.
You have heard of me. Normally the mean thing is the first thing I think of, but man,
all right,
enough
of this cyberbullying. I'll talk to you later, Emily.
All right.
Bye, Emily.
All righty. So we have got a bunch of people on hold, and I think maybe we'll take one or two calls before we hit the Patreon bonus section, but we will get to everyone who is calling in live. And if you're listening live, stay tuned. Go chat in the chat room and enjoy. You can call in on 646-668-8360. And if you are Skyping in for overseas, just add a little +1, set it to America. The server is in America. So let's go to 403. Who are you and where you're calling from?
Hey, Steele. It's Emma. I'm calling from Edmonton, Canada.
Emma, how you doing? You're in the chat room right now, yeah?
Yes, I am.
What's the buzz in the chat room? What are the kids talking about?
Hot takes, it looks like. I don't know. I don't really know. Hot takes.
Alrighty.
Oh, capes. We're talking about capes. I want to talk about capes.
Okay. Capes and hot takes. On my
yes.
Twitter poll, where are you ranking? Ridiculously higher, same, or lower?
I would say I'm higher. I wouldn't say I'm significantly higher because I don't feel like this is a film that I need to see. Like, I need this in my life right away, but I'm definitely more excited for it now than I was on Saturday.
Cool.
Well, that's yeah. a nice job. What was your favorite part?
Well, I love seeing Mandy Newton, because she has this huge blaster in her hand, and I was so nervous about how she was going to show up in the movie, and it looks like she's going to be totally awesome. But I also love that shot of Kira coming down the ramp or something like that, and she's got this huge full cape, and I think Mendo has a good competitor when it comes to best capes in Star Wars. Now, I mean,
come on my show, file the reputation of my countryman,
bad mouth,
beautiful cape. How dare you, Emma?
It's a good cape, man. I don't know.
It is a legitimate cape. It is beautiful.
Like, as soon as I saw that, I was like, I want that. That is, like, the most gorgeous thing I've ever seen in my life. And I just, it props to the costume department, because all of the costumes in these trailers look absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, they're setting up cosplayers for a long time with these amazing things, amazing costumes.
I love it.
Cape fever. I mean, Lando's got a fur cape. Like, holy crow, that is just, I'm just so impressed. Like, everything I've seen from the costumes is just, everybody looks amazing. Even Han's, like, gross, dirty, white and black thing just looks ridiculously amazing. And I'm so excited to see not only what fans are going to do, but like how that's going to show up in other merchandising as well. Cause like, I really want to get my hands on a lot of this stuff.
I think Woody Harrelson needed a cape.
He did. Everybody needs a cape in this movie.
Everybody needs a cape. Everybody should have had a cape.
Chewie, cape. Millennium Falcon.
Chewie, cape.
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 Yeah. That would be great.
This is what I would like. You know, there is of course talk and speculation that we will see Jabba the Hutt cape.
Ooh.
A cape for Jabba the Hutt. Salacious Crumb next to him, cape. Bib Fortuna, not in the movie because he's the worst character ever in Star Wars. What a great film this solo is going to be.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
Totally.
And if we get Boba Fett, he already has a little mini cape, right?
He does have a little poncho-y cape deal. Oh, like, yeah, he's got that concept poncho as well. Anything make you nervous, Emma?
No, not really. Like, everything looks really promising, which I know is such a boring thing to say. I mean, I think I'm just going to be nervous about Alden's Han just until I've seen the entire thing. Because he's got such big shoes to fill. I liked what I was seeing so far, though. I think he's going to bring his own thing to Han, and he still feels like Han to me. He's not doing Harrison Ford, but he is playing Han, and I think he's going to do a really good job with it. But I'm still nervous about him. So that would kind of be my biggest thing, is I don't know how it's all going to come together when it's revolving around Han. So.
Yeah, well, I definitely think when it comes to if it's going to beat Rogue One, like, all up to the people buying Han. If they buy to accepting him for as the young Han Solo, then you're beating Rogue One. Because I think it's going to be, and this is from the people that have, you know, are privy to the script, that it's Like, it was a fun story. And,
yeah,
you know, and that second teaser, or the full-length, I love the oxymoron of the full-length teaser. It's just, it makes no sense. But,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that it had that fun all over it as well. So, if they buy, Aiden, it's going to be a real hit. If not, it might not make that Rogue One coin.
Did you guys think that Alden was, and we don't see a lot of him, but he wasn't doing a straight impression and an imitation of Han, but it was his version of Han, which I think is going to help him tremendously if he does it that way and he doesn't try to imitate Harrison Ford, you know, sound and his facial expressions. It seemed to me that he was just doing his take of what Han would be. What did you guys think about that?
I completely agree with that. I think I've seen a few things where, like, he shares a few things with Harrison Ford, but he's kind of doing his own take on it. I think just, like, that kind of smug smirk when he thinks he's got them out of a tight spot, but he hasn't actually.
Yeah.
Is something very close to what Harrison would do, but he's kind of doing it in his own way. And I think I've got a lot of hope for him, I think I would say.
Yeah, so do I. So do I.
Me too. I'm pro. I think he, I like what I've seen so far. Any parting thoughts, Emma?
No. sorry, you just put me on the spot there and I just completely blanked. But I think if people are totally willing to give this film a shot, I think they really have a lot of faith in the story, and I'm super excited to see what this story is going to be and how it's going to shape how we view the original trilogy, and I think even the sequel trilogy in the future. And I'm so excited for this this extra chapter in the Star Wars story, I would say.
It is a Star Wars story. Thank you so much for calling in. I really appreciate it. And I'll talk to you in the next show.
Thank you, Steel. Thanks so much for having me.
My pleasure. Okay, let's go to one more call, and then we'll go into bonus time for the Patreon listeners. And if you want to support the podcast and get tons of bonus content, including the after show, where we normally go another half to 1 hour after the show ends, the Making Steel Wars show with Jason Ward, the Robo Report, and some bonus video, which got put up today. It's just $3 a month, and you get all ad-free content. And it keeps the little podcast going, you guys. And that's probably a good thing if you like listening to it. But we'll go to one more call. If you're listening live, it will keep going. And if you are on hold, we will definitely get to your call. But for now, we will go to 818. Who are you and where are you calling from?
Hey, guys. What's up? It's Simon.
Hey, Simon. In LA?
Yeah. Yeah. Right. 818. That's like the San Fernando Valley feel. I don't know if you've been there yet, but anyway, so Solo.
I think I have. But we're here from you, Simon. Simon does all the recent photos from the Scum and Villainy live show, all the photos Simon took. So thanks for that, mate. Where are you on my Twitter poll? Ridiculously high. Higher, same, or lower?
Celebrating my 40th birthday this May, watching Solo and being super excited about it. What about that? Does that sound good to you?
That sounds great.
Oh, that sounds pretty good. What I'm doing my 40th? Is a scientific study if this made you more excited or not.
Yes, beyond excited.
So ridiculously higher.
Ridiculously higher, yes, Steel.
All right.
So I was actually thinking about this. Do you guys remember X-Men First Class when it came out in movie theaters?
Yeah. Yes.
I do. Love that.
Remember how there was no press about it and everybody thought it was going to tank? It kind of makes me think about what Disney Lucasfilm is doing with this. Getting everyone amped up at like the last minute for it with Solo. Kind of like we have our final product now. We're really happy with it. and here's what we got. And not just release something back in December or November, but just here's our final polish product, and we're very proud of it.
I would say that the main motivator for not starting the promotion was just that they had another film that they wanted you to spend money on with The Last Jedi. I think definitely if they didn't have that film coming out, they would have had stuff over Christmas. But they, in my mind, didn't want to confuse, you know, the market and, you know, like all this talk now that we're doing and social media is doing and, like, you know, like media website is doing, if that was in December, it just would have all gotten lost. All that free publicity would have gotten lost in The Last Jedi hype. So, you know, waiting for the dust to settle, I think, was a better motivation than, admittedly, you know, a pretty good example of X-Men First Class, which absolutely ruled and, like Solo, was a retro film. So, what was your favorite part, Simon?
I know King Tom mentioned it, but the pointing of the fingers with Lando, it just, and the music, how the way that was put together, the editing, I was like, yep, I'm on board with this. It's going to be a fun summer movie, lighter than the past two Star Wars movies we got, because let's realize, Last Jedi was some deep thinking that we had to do, and Rogue One wasn't a fun day at the beach. So I think this is going to be fun. It's going to... I'm sorry?
No, I was going to say, literally, it wasn't a fun day at the beach.
Yeah, it's a very interesting turn of phrase there.
Yeah. I think it's going to be fun. I'm beyond excited, like, highly excited about it. And I would never imagine as a kid have a Han Solo origin story movie coming out. So I trust Ron Howard. I like the Lego guys. You know, now it's Ron Howard's film.
It definitely felt like a Ron Howard trailer. That's for sure.
Yeah. I mean, it looks gorgeous.
Yeah, it looks gorgeous. It was action-packed. It wasn't too quirky. It looked like Ron Howard has influenced, at least the trailer and the teaser, whatever, to his style.
Yeah, and I didn't mind that last line. Sorry, Steel?
Oh, yeah, I'm pro the last line as well. I'm particularly taken with this set that's by the ocean, with the pointy sort of temple things coming out of the ground with Beckett and Han Solo. There's something, I don't know, just that, the cliff face and water thing. It's, it's visually appealing. What about this? I'm not sure if you guys, maybe the chat room can help me out. This droid that they've got chasing the red cape. Does that remind you, was there a droid in the Lando adventures, like the early, like 80s EU Lando books? A droid kind of like that he drove around the Millennium Falcon?
Oh, wow. That's right. I didn't even think about that.
There's a droid that had another droid inside of him. And I can't remember his name right now.
Oh, yeah.
A small little droid. Would be great if that was in the movie and that was a surprise.
That would be a nice little nod. Anything make you nervous about it, Simon?
How much money I'm going to spend on figures.
Well, there are some leaked toy images floating around that I believe are on the internet somewhere. So
yeah,
you can start budgeting. But thanks so much for calling in, buddy.
No problem, guys. And we'll
nice
talk to you later.
Friend.
Bye. Cool, bye. Cool. And while I think about it, we're just waiting for confirmation for another date or two at the Scum and Villainy. So stay tuned if you're in that LA area and you want to hang with podcast royalty like Araj and the sunglass
right.
One, Jason Ward. We are going to wrap up the on-demand iTunes feed show. If you're listening live, stay with us. We're going to take a bunch more calls. And if you want to hear those calls, just join us on Patreon, patreon.com/SteelWars. Araj, Your podcast, The Sith List, is a part of the Amazing Star Wars Podcast Network, but it is a little bit different to all the other shows on the network. Tell us why.
Yeah, we are kind of like your Week in Geek podcast. We do, obviously, we talk a lot of Star Wars. We have a friend of the Sith Wars show, Eric Struthers, is on our show. He is one of the hosts. And we do Star Wars, but we also dive into Marvel, DC, Walking Dead. We do Stranger Things, kind of like a potpourri of geekdom that is surrounded by Star Wars. So, yeah, we do all kinds of different stuff, box office, you know. So that is our shtick. And we're on iTunes, Google Play, wherever podcasts are played. And we are proud members of the Making Star Wars Network, which is great. We're kind of like brethren now still.
We are brethren. We have we are blood brothers. We all get together, you guys. This is some behind the scenes info about the Making Star Wars Podcast Network. And to get initiated, you tie your headphones around all the other members' headphones, and they get in a big knot. And then it is your job as initiation to untangle them and hand back the headphones to each individual member. And Araj passed that test. And it was a very proud day for all of us. So congratulations, Araj.
Yeah, thank you.
You did it, buddy.
That was an amazing moment.
And, if you want to hear, similar coverage to what we do here on Steel Wars for other franchises, and hear a bunch of familiar voices. We have a lot of shared guests, and I've been on there as well. Go check out the Sith List in Steel Wars News. We have our podcast up with Jordan D. White from Marvel Comics, where I get to air some grievances of my experiences with Marvel Comics and also get into a really fun Star Wars chat. Jordan is an absolute champ. And check out the YouTube, which is uploading hot. We will have video segments from that Last Jedi 30 Days Later at Scum and Villainy going up all through the week. And check out my little solo reaction. It might make you happy. And Araj, how can people follow you on... I'll say again, sorry?
I said I saw that today, by the way, Steele. You have wonderful kneecaps. I just wanted to say that. Beautiful kneecaps and beautiful shins.
Hey, man, come for the teaser. Stay for the alluring kneecaps. Thank you, Araj. You're making me blush on air. How can people follow you on Twitter? Or what's your Twitter address? I'm sure people know how they could.
Yeah, it's at The Sith List. And, you can just follow me at The Sith List. And like I said before, you can find us on all the different podcast platforms. We are all over them.
Awesome. Thank you so much for listening, everyone. Stay tuned for tomorrow on the show. We'll have a full-length interview with the Suckward, a very unique Star Wars personality that makes custom art figures in New York City. And it is a very interesting chat. If you want to get away from all the trailer and Last Jedi talk, this is a fascinating story through... Star Wars history with the Suckward. So there's some good sizzle. Check that out. First up in the Patreon bonus show, we will have Brittany, our San Diego casino consultant. So let's go, and may that force be with you. Right, we are in the bonus section exclusively for our live listeners and Patreon supporters, and we have got Brittany Brown on the line. Where are you ranking in my solo Twitter quiz?
Oh, I'm really sorry to disappoint you guys right now.
Brittany, your voice has changed dramatically.
Oh my God.
I feel really bad right now.
Is this Rusty?
It is.
Are you calling
Rusty
in on your sister's phone?
No, this is my phone.
Okay, well. Where do you rank in this Twitter poll? Oh my God.
Well, man, it's definitely higher than I anticipated it's going to be, but I'm really looking forward to see what's coming next.
Is it ridiculously higher or just higher?
It's ridiculously higher. I'm going to get out of the slippery slope here and go ridiculously higher.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm keeping score of these, and I will give out the total at the end of the show. What was your highlight in the teaser?
Hey, you guys, if you've stuck along with the episode for this long, then we're obviously doing something right. So tell the world by going onto iTunes and leaving us a sweet 5-star review. It bumps us up the rankings, vouchers to other potential listeners that we're doing good stuff, and also makes your host feel warm inside. If you have a couple of seconds to spare to post one up, I'd really appreciate it. And I will see you on the next episode.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.